الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين أما بعد. حياكم الله والإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءاتي دروس الحج أو الفوائد من حجة الوداع. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session or sessions of the benefits from the farewell حج أو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكنا في لقاء الأمس قد انتهينا من الكلام على ما جاء في قصة حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى قول جابر رضي الله عنه، أو إلى ذكره ما كان من أمر سراقة بن صلى الله عليه وسلم، yesterday we finished the درس by speaking about what جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه said in regard to what سراقة بن مالك بن جحشم said at the end of the سعي at the mountain of Al-Marwa, asking the Rasulullah sallam about the purpose of doing the worship. بعد ذلك بقوا حلالا حتى كان يوم التروية يوم الثامن من الحجة، حين نعم and after that they remain halal, meaning not in the state of ihram. Not in the state of ihram. Until the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, this is the day of Tarwiyah. And then they, yani Tarwiyah means that at the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to bring water from Mecca to Mina, because Mina does not have water. So they used to carry the water to Mina on that day, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. That is the meaning of Tarwiyah. Tarwiyah is killing thirst. On that day, في ذلك اليوم كل من كان قد حل من إحرامه بالعمرة تمتعا عاد في إحرامه ضحا. Everyone who become halal or out of the state of ihram for tamattu, they became in the state, they came into the state of ihram Duhan, meaning in the morning. In the morning. Wa kharaju bidhalika al-yawm ila Mina qubayl al-dhuhr. Fa sallaw bi al-dhuhr والعصر والمغرب والعشاء والفجر يقصرون الرباعية ويصلون كل صلاة في وقتها ولا يتنفلون إلا يعني ولا يصلون الرواتب إلا الوتر والضحى يحافظون عليها. And they on that day before dawn they move to Mina and they pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr in Mina, shortening the 4 rak'ah prayers to 2 rak'ah prayers. And they did not used to combine between any 2 furud in Mina. Naam. ثم لما أشرقت الشمس يوم التاسع وارتفعت قليلا دفعوا إلى عرفات. And on the ninth of the Hijjah, when the sun rises a little bit above the mountains, they moved to Arafah. فصلوا بها الظهر والعصر بأذان واحد وإقامتين. قصروهما ركعتين ركعتين بدون نوافل. They prayed in Arafah Dhuhr and Asr combined to the time of Dhuhr, one adhan and two iqama, and they shortened both prayers to 2 rak'at each, and then they did not pray any optional prayers on that day. وتفرغوا للذكر والدعاء, and they feed themselves for ذكر, remembrance and dua obligation. وقد سألت أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا أقول إذا أنا أدركت عشية عرفة. أن عائشة, the mother of believers, may Allah be pleased with her, asked صلى الله عليه وسلم, what should I say if I attend the day of عرفة. فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم responded saying, خير ما قلت أنا والنبيون قبلي عشية عرفة لا إله. قال خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة, خير الذكر ذكر يوم عرفة, وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون قبلي عشية عرفة لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وعلى كل شيء قدير. He said the best dua is the dua which is done on the day of Arafah. And the best subligation and the best remembrance is the remembrance done on the day of Arafah. And the best speech ever been said on that day is what I and the prophets before me say. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu al-mulku wal hamd وهو على كل شيء قدير. And they keep like that, يعني repeating the dhikr and dua all the time until the sun completely set. وبقوا هكذا يدعون ويذكرون حتى غربت الشمس تماما. فدفعوا من عرفات إلى المزدلفة. So they moved from عرفات to مزدلفة. They moved from عرفات to مزدلفة. ولم يصلوا المغرب والعشاء إلا فيها. They did not pray مغرب and عشاء except there in مزدلفة. حتى من وصلها بعد غروب يعني بعد غروب الشمس بكثير. جاءوا صلوها جمع تأخير. And they prayed it combined to مغرب at the time of عشاء. ثم ناموا ليلتهم تلك إلى أن طلع الفجر. And then they slept that night until the fajr appeared. فصلوا بها الفجر. So they prayed فجر there. ثم قاموا يدعون الله عز وجل ويذكرونه في ذلك الموضع حتى أسفروا جدا. أسفروا أي طلع الضوء الأبيض. الذي يكون قبيل شروق الشمس. And they prayed Fajr, they slept there in Muzdalifah and prayed Fajr there up until they white color light appeared, which comes pre to the sunset, sunrise, pre to the yellow shine, pre to the sunshine. فلما أسفروا جدا أشر دفعوا إلى منى. light appeared, they moved to منى. فكان أول ما فعلوها رموا جمرة العقبة بسبع حصيات متعاقبات يكبرونها مع كل حصاة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر إلى آخر حصيات. And when they arrived to Mina, first thing they did on that day is that they stoned جمرة العقبة with seven stones, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. ثم نحر من كان عليه نحر هديه. And then whoever was supposed to give slaughtering was supposed to slaughter, they slaughtered. نعم. And then they all, the ones who slaughtered and the ones who do not have to slaughter, they all shave their heads, change their clothes, and they move to Mecca for Tawaf al-Ifadah. And after that, ثم بعد ذلك بعد أن وصل مكة وطاف طواف الإفاضة وسعى من كان عليه سعيا أن أبتر the arrived to Mecca and they did طواف الإفاضة and then whoever has to still have to perform سعي they did سعي ثم رجعوا إلى منى وبقوا فيها ليالي التشريق يصلون كل صلاة لوقتها ويقصرون الرباعية ركعتين and they then move to Mina and pray each prayer in its time shortening the four rakah prayers to two rakah prayers ويرمون الجمار في كل يوم يرمون 21 حصى يبدأون بالصغرى ثم الوسطى ثم الكبرى they begin with the smallest one and then the medium and then the largest one نعم فإذا إذا أرادوا أن يبدروا خرجوا يوم الثاني عشر بعد رمي الجمار and if they want to go early to leave Hajj earlier like on the 12th نعم they move after storing the jamarat that day they move they leave نعم those who decided to leave the Hajj earlier like on the 12th. After stoning, they have to leave before the sun sets. فَإِذَا غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَهُمْ لَيَزَالُونَ فِي الزِّحَامِ الشَّدِيدِ فِي سَيَارَتِهِمْ وَمَعَهُمْ أَمْتِعَتُهُمْ فَلَا حَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيُوَاصِلُوا أما إذا تركوا الخروج تكاسلا حتى إذا لم يصعبهم الوقت أرادوا الخروج فإن هؤلاء إن خرجوا لزمهم دم عن كل واحد منهم So if they نعم finished the 12 rituals and then they decided to go and they wrapped every claw, every piece of bags and like that in their car and they got into the cars but due to the crowded roads they were held up to Maghrib so they don't have to stay or remain or come back but they continue on. ثم إذا قدموا مكة طافوا طواف الإفاضة أو الوداع عفوا طافوا طواف الوداع ولم يبقوا في مكة إلا ما يحتاجون له من الوقت لشراء هدايا أو طعام أو أن تكون الصلاة قريبة جدا فينتظرونها نعم so if they finish if they arrive to Mecca they do tawaf which is farewell tawaf last thing and they move leave Mecca except if they want to buy food or some gifts for the family or friends they found if they found a place to eat then no problem to sit even if the Adhan is raised in a while. Now, وبهذا يكون تم حجهم. And by that, the Hajj is finished and completed. والله أعلم. ونترك المجال الآن للأسئلة إن كان ثم أسئلة. We leave the remaining time for questions if there are any questions. نعم. طيب أم سلمة 23 تقول my question was سؤالي كان last time you said Aisha was in a box when she did the talbiya but I read some hadith in a book of Sheikh Albani who said that the Sahabas heard Aisha saying the talbiya then why do some scholars say that it is not allowed? Definitely, as Jabir said, رضي الله تعالى عنه, who described the Hajj of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, said that some Sahaba used to do different talbiyah from the talbiyah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like that they used to add labbaik al fawadil, labbaik al ma'arij, naam. And this, of course, was not heard by all the Sahaba, but some. For Aisha to be here saying talbiya is not strange because it was a massive number of pilgrims with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Jabir described. To the end of his vision, people at the front side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right side the same, left side the same, back side the same. Imagine of that, there were more than 100,000 people walking together. In this case, when Aisha says the talbiya, definitely someone nearby her will hear because she may say it a little bit loud, na'am, because of the loud voices of the Sahaba. Na'am. But Jabir radiallahu anhu, who described the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not say that he hears Aisha, nor that he hears any of the female Sahaba and mothers of believers say the talbiya. Now, and that's why we say that the woman should not raise her voice, should not raise her voice with the talbiya. But she should say the talbiya and a level of voice that she can hear only. And that's what the majority of the scholars say. Wallahu a'lam. Now. Yes, Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, Sheikh. A sister is asking, is it allowed to give a farewell party before you go to Hajj? La. This is not from the Sunnah. This is bid'ah. And this is showing off. Riya. We should not do like that. And Rasulullah, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, used to go in a very blessed journey and at the same time risky, but they did not used to do any parties or like that. So this is not allowed, this is bid'ah. Wallahu a'lam. Now, a sister is asking also, is it allowed to visit graves for women? The proper opinion is yes, it is allowed, but not regular. Not regularly, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there are two ahadith. One is weak, and the other is authentic. The weak one says, "La'ana Allahu za'irat al-qubur." May Allah's curse fall on those women who visit the graves. Just like that, visit the graves. So this is hadith da'if. But the strong hadith is the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ زَوَّارَاتِ. May Allah's curse be upon those women who... Now, what is the difference between Zairat and Zawarat? Zairat are people, are women. Sorry, I made a mistake. The opposite. Zawarat is the hadith da'if. Zairat is the hadith sahih. So what is the difference between the two terms? Zairat and Zawarat. Zairat is normal visitors, but Zawarat are the regular visitors, people who visit regularly. So the women are allowed to visit the graves, but not regularly, not yani, often, not often, nah, but rarely. Nah, wallahu a'lam. نعم. Any more questions? Is that all? طيب. Here we stop, inshallah ta'ala, to meet again tomorrow. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.